And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan with you. And on the phone with me is Brenda Cole and also Sarah Sowers. We're talking with Community Cares Connection and Camp Apple that is associated with that. Brenda, Sarah, nice to have you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Sarah, you with us?
Yes, I am.
There you are. Okay, good. So, Brenda, I'm going to start with you today about Community Cares Connection, and I was wondering if you could give us that overview of what your goal and your mission is with this nonprofit organization.
Sure. I'm going to start just by clarifying that our name is Community Care Connection, and to let you know that what we are is a disability support organization located here in Butler. And our whole mission is empowering people with disabilities to live what we call an everyday life. That means we work with families who have kids with disabilities from birth all the way to older adults. And we have 9 different programs, and including Camp Apple, an early intervention and some adult services and a residential program. And we're all about helping to make the lives of people with disabilities look just like my life and your life.
And this has been underway for nearly 50 years in this community, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Actually, Pat Brennan was the executive director for more than 40 years, and she just stepped down in the summertime. So I've just recently become the executive director.
How has this transformed itself over time? What was your need originally, and now what do you see as your need?
That's a really good question. So most disability support organizations were formed by parents. Parents who had kids with disabilities who were looking for activities, things for their sons and daughters to do during the day and at night, because at the time, 50 years ago, often children with disabilities weren't allowed into the school system. So, or if they were, they were segregated away from others and weren't invited to the same activities as other folks. And so they wanted something for them to do on the evenings and in the weekends, and that's how it first started. But over time, people have come to understand that when you separate people with disabilities from the rest of society, then it sets up a sort of a us versus them sort of thing. And we limit the abilities of people with disabilities to be everything that they can be and with everybody else in society. So over time, not just with the parents and not just with Community Care Connections, but with the help of the federal government and with laws that have passed, programming for folks with disabilities has changed significantly. So it's much less about creating special programs for special people and much more about creating programs to help people with disabilities live the same kind of life as you or I would live.
And can you talk about the age range that you help out and incorporate into your program? Because this was just for kids in the beginning, was it not?
Well, so Camp Apple specifically was a camp that was set up just for school-age children with disabilities originally. And it had been like that for many, many, many years. When I had worked at this organization for a while and bounced away to a couple of other places. And when I came back, I said what I really wanted to do, and this was a little bit more than 5 years ago now, was to make Camp Apple inclusive. Meaning I wanted it to be not just for kids with disabilities, for kids with and without disabilities, so that the kids that we really support can learn how to interact with the same peers that they're going to be interacting with in adulthood. So ultimately, for everyone, the goal is to finish school and get a job and be a successful part of the community. And when you're a successful part of the community after school, there's no longer a place just for people with disabilities to go to shop or to work or any of those sorts of things. We all do it together. And so the best place for us to learn how to get along with each other and to build friendships and work together is as a child. So we start that young. We start that with school-age kids, and we build on that through the teen years so that when kids are transitioning out of school programs and they've had a disability, they've always had a disability, they will have already had those opportunities to build friendships and learn how to get along with people who do not, so that when they enter the workplace, they already have those skills.
Sarah, I want to bring you into the conversation. You're the camp coordinator with Camp Apple. And let me get your viewpoint on what you've been doing. I know the program has been around for nearly 40 years, so about 10 years after the Community Care Connections. But tell me what you do for the program.
So for the program, my main goal is to make sure that every kid can participate in the activities and that in return they can make friends there. So all of my lesson plans, all of my planning just goes around the kids and to make sure that they have a really great time. We actually are year-round, so we do a whole bunch of fun activities all the time, and the kids really enjoy it.
I love that this is broken down into two different programs. You have age ranges from 5 to 12, and then you have teens up to about 18. And how important is that, that you have those age ranges there? Because, you know, kids at 5 years old, of course, are much different than 18.
Yeah, so it's great that we have two different programs. We call it Camp Apple for the younger ones and then Teen Camp Apple for the older ones. And it's really great because it's nice to plan age-appropriate activities so they're getting more out of them.
And talk about what you are doing in the way of activities for these young people.
So for the activities, we actually ask them what they want to do. And so a young lady wanted to, her favorite game is Jeopardy. So it was really neat. So last week we were able to create a Jeopardy game on the Zoom, and all of her and her friends played Jeopardy last week. So it was really neat to do it that way. It's really based on what they want to do, what their interests are.
What's your favorite part about Camp Apple?
My favorite part is probably the field trip. It's neat to go ahead and take them to the Pittsburgh Zoo or take them to the Carnegie Science Center. And just once you walk in that building and you see their faces just light up, it's just amazing because you know they don't get that opportunity. You know, their parents might not be able to take them, or, you know, sometimes they can't afford it. So just being able to be that support to take them to really fun stuff, that just makes my whole job. I love seeing their faces, just how excited they are. And especially whenever they walk into camp and they see their friends there, it makes the whole job worth it.
So Sarah, let me ask you, and Brenda, I'll ask you the same general question, but Sarah, how are you handling things with Camp Apple during this year? Because you did say that you are year round, so plenty of activities to go around, but yet at the same time, it's been difficult, of course, in the way of visiting and traveling and gathering and all of that. So how have you been handling Camp Apple?
So for every month, we do a Zoom call. And so everybody can call in during Zoom, and we have activities planned. And so they still see their friends because we're doing it on Zoom on Tuesday night. But then also we're planning a few outdoor events, some drive-throughs. As you saw, for trick-or-treat, we had the kids come, and they all were in their vehicles, and we practiced, you know, social distancing and everything. So we're doing some outdoor activities where they can drive by. And then also I am still staying in touch with them by delivering them food. We're actually having a Friendsgiving tonight, so we're delivering food today. We're giving turkeys and mashed potatoes and all the fun food, and we are delivering it to them, and then they'll be able to eat Thanksgiving with our friends tonight on the Zoom call.
And Brenda, I'll go back to you for Community Care Connections. How have you been handling the past many months with the pandemic?
Well, Zoom is our friend, so we have, like a lot of other organizations, for services that are not residential, much of what we do virtually. Although I must say that we have learned as this pandemic has moved on, great ways to still provide one-to-one services in a really safe way or in small groups. So we adopted the masks and the stringent cleaning protocols fast and hard way back in April, and we've really, really stuck to it. And we've been super pleased that we've been really managed to keep everyone well in our organization, and that's important to us. And then we also have 9 homes in the community, and we've limited some visiting and some other activities to help make sure that those folks stay safe as well.
I just want to make sure that we include this point before we continue our conversation, which we have a couple of more minutes with you both. But this is a part of our series of conversations that we've been having on behalf of Peoples, because, of course, the parade didn't happen this year. And one of the things they wanted to do was include nonprofit organizations into many discussions that we've had on the air. So we thank them for being a part of this time, if you will, in that way with Community Care Connections. And Brenda, I just want to ask you about how important it is to support one another during these times, the different nonprofit organizations.
It's incredibly important. So many of us rely on the extra support that we get from the community as far as donations are concerned. We typically have an annual fundraiser each year called Chef Tasting, and this year we did that virtually, and we did earn some funds, but not as much as we have in the past. And so that's been hard for us. And so as nonprofit organizations, we really try to connect with each other and help each other out as much as we possibly can. And we continue to reach out to the community for support whenever possible as well. We really appreciate this opportunity that's been provided to us through People's Gas to talk a little bit more about our organization. Thank you for that.
Uh-huh. Sarah, I want to just come back to you for one final question about Camp Apple, because I understand that you've partnered with something called the National Inclusion Project. What is that, and how does that work with Camp Apple?
Yeah, so the National Inclusion Project gives a lot of resources to us, and I just actually participated in a week-long training a couple weeks ago, and it was really nice to see the professionals and all the presenters. They were able to give us tips and, you know, how to really make a camp inclusive. So it's a really resource that you can go to, and it will help make your camp more inclusive, and it will help your camp out a lot. So we are really excited that we partnered with them.
Sarah, how do we jump on board with Camp Apple? Do we get a hold of you, or do we get a hold of Community Care Connections to get associated with Camp Apple?
Yeah, so to get a part of Camp Apple, we have this really cool new website that we just launched, and all my information is on there. And you just click Camp Apple, and it'll give you my number, and I'll give you a call, and I'll tell you how to be a part of this great program.
Fabulous. Brenda, I'm going to ask you the same in the way of getting in contact with Community Care Connections. And first of all, give us the number or the website. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, our phone number for the general phone is 724-283-3198. And our website is at www.communitycareconnect.org.
And Brenda, if this is not something that we've ever done before, maybe this is the first time we're hearing of Community Care Connections, even though you've been a part of the community for so long, sometimes it takes a little bit of information and understanding to know that this is a good step for us. So if there are folks listening today that are thinking, huh, that might be interesting to find out more, what would you tell those individuals who have not yet called you?
About learning more about our organization?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They could just call that main number I just gave to you and ask for Brenda Cole. That's not me, and I would be happy to talk to them more about this organization and ways that they could help support it. They could also send me an email. I can give you my email address if that's okay.
Sure, yeah, please.
That would be B Cole, so B as in Brenda, Cole, C-O-L-E, at communitycareconnect.org.
Brenda Cole, of course, the executive director, Sandra Sowers with Camp Apple. Brenda, I'll give you the last word. Sarah, I do appreciate your time. Brenda, what would you like to leave with us in the way of a final thought about our discussion today?
I'm just excited for Community Care Connections. We're a group that some folks maybe haven't heard as much about us before. We're a smaller organization. We like being small because we like wrapping our arms lovingly around the people that we provide services to. And we like thinking outside of the box. And that's what Camp Apple and Team Camp Apple have been all about, is taking a look at the needs of the community and of the people that we serve and saying, how can we do it, and how can we do it really well? And that's what we've done.
Sarah Sowers with Camp Apple, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Brenda Cole, Executive Director of Community Care Connections, thank you for your time as well.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks. And thanks so much for joining us for this particular segment of your extended news at noon. This will be on our website as well with Butler Radio under a particular section where you can hear all of these different interviews. Thanks so much for joining us.